As promised, Ryan Karkachuk, the head man from the Creighton Kodiak six-man football team. Normally, you'd have a couple games under your belt at this point. You don't. And you're here to announce what's actually happening with the season.
You bet, Hardy. It's great to be back. First of all, thanks for inviting me. Not the way I'd want to be back. Definitely, we'd be probably in our fourth game this week. But I'm here to just let you know that obviously the league itself had meetings prior to the return of school. And the first domino was that Northern Lights declared that they wouldn't be having any teams travel. So that's six out of our eight teams. And then once I started talking to my own Creighton school division, they mentioned that they were going to follow suit and there would be no traveling until at least the new year. So that really took care of our league when it comes to traveling and competing. As far as practice goes, the province and the high school athletics is allowing teams to practice as of now, and many leagues are actually starting across the province on Monday. So next week, but it has been determined that my school division in Creighton, might revisit it. Let me practice maybe moving forward, but the time is really against our side. They did mention that they probably won't see teams practicing at least till October, if not November. And that really doesn't fit well with the schedule of football, being that we're running against nice days and going out in our field. So between me and you, it doesn't look like we're going to have A, a season, or B, much development from now until, the new year. So that's what I came to report today. And I did meet with my team on September the 15th, I believe it was, and had a nice little meeting. So that was nice.
And I guess when you and I were last talking, there was thoughts that you might be able to still play maybe Sandy Bay and Cumberland House, but the school divisions, right, for all three locales said no, right?
That's correct. So Cumberland and Sandy Bay both fall in the Northern Lights school division, and they said no. And Creighton followed suit and also said no. So even if we did create a mini league of those three teams, which is what the South is doing, you're creating mini leagues of three teams with no provincials or no playoffs. That's happening next week across the province, but both school divisions declared that there would be no travel.
Now, when you and I talked last as well, I mean, it wasn't quite official yet, but it looked like it was heading in that direction. I brought up the topic of, well, fine, you can't play now, but what about May and June?
Yeah, when I talked to my players last week, they asked me the same question, and I did talk to Dave at Saskatchewan High School Athletics, and they are looking at that avenue depending on how many teams don't play. We know the northern teams aren't playing. We know there's two other conferences that declare that they're not going to play. So it all depends on how many mini-leagues get created and what kind of football season even happens down south. I think that has a lot to do with it personally, and if enough conferences and mini-leagues don't happen, and there's a big enough push for that April, May, June back end of the school year, well, then maybe there's a slight chance, depending on where we are in the world, in our province. But I'd like to at least, I told my grade 12s there is a chance, and well, we won't close the door on it.
Well, I mean, here's hoping, because you got some senior guys that obviously are going to be moving on and graduating at the end of the year, and I know you're going to have a pretty competitive team this year.
Yeah, it's tough, seeing the 25 guys that I saw last week, seven of them are grade 12s, and you can't replace these seven guys, and I would have really loved to have a grade 12 chance with them, and I felt 90% sure that we were going to win the North, just hearing the other teams say that they were so young this year, but what I really wanted them to have a chance as is another chance of the Southern team. We lost to Birch Hills last year, and they all got a taste of that. So sometimes that's what you need to beat a Southern team, and unfortunately, they're not going to get a chance this fall. So who knows what the spring, but I felt bad at that meeting for those grade 12s because you could feel the pain in their eyes.
Hopefully you can get something going. If nothing else, just play within your own conference here. I mean, I can understand if you don't want, and I can't say what they're going to do, but I think it would be, with the way things have been, pretty far-fetched to think they're going to go province-wide, but maybe you can still play some teams in your conference here and do something in May and June.
You bet. I did get an email from, or a text from the Sandy Bay coach a couple days ago, and he's been telling me how hard it is on their boys not playing, and it's hurting their grades, it's hurting their attendance at school. Sports brings a lot to a lot of the people going to school, Hardy. You know that, I know that. So his point was, You know, my kids want to play in the spring. You know, Brent from Cumberland mentioned it the same. I think I'll be the same. But it really comes, as much as we love coaching these kids and the kids love playing, unfortunately, Hardy, we can only do so much.
It's out of your hands.
It's really out of our hands. If the school divisions say no, Northern Lights being one, Creighton being the other, if they say no, with obviously the health reasons that they're out there, then we really just don't have any opportunity to do so, and we're going to have to follow suit. But if there's a glimmer of hope and they say, you know what, things are progressing and when we can do it, I know all three teams would do it. So that keeps me optimistic.
You never know what could happen in a few months' time. I mean, we were talking about this before we went to air today. I mean, Saskatchewan's really been cautious. I mean, look at the SJHL. There hasn't been anything on their website since August the 20th. I mean, we always ask, well, announcement coming this week. We never hear one. And, I mean, it's been the Saskatchewan health people are really, really trying to make sure that this doesn't get out of hand.
They are. They're standing by their policies. And, you know, I do sit on some of those meetings from my personal work. And I know how cautious they're being. And I think it's only going to get a little more cautious. You know, I'm the football coach that could socially distance on a 100-yard field outdoors, and we're not playing. I can't imagine some of the sports that are gearing up for their indoor seasons, Hardy. You know, volleyball, basketball, hockey. They're indoors. And obviously they can social distance and stuff like that. But with the way the things are being cautious, I don't want to predict anything because I'm done predicting when it comes to COVID because it seems to be changing every day.
Right.
But, you know, I wish all those sports the best. I think our youth needs sports. I'm in that area that I think that we should be cautious, but we should also have common sense in some things as well. So I hope that everything can slowly get back to some sort of normalcy here between now and moving into the spring.
Well, you really hit the nail on the head there, and I was having the same discussion with people the last few weeks as well. School sports or whatever, real outlets for the kids. I mean, there's a lot of pressures with academics and stuff. I guess there always has been, but in particular now, that outlet of sports, whether it's volleyball, whether it's hockey, whether it's football, that's been taken away, and I imagine it's going to be really, really tough on a lot of kids, not just here, but all over the country and world.
Yeah, and I can't speak for everybody. I'm speaking for a lot of people that I know, and I grew up being a sport kid, and I went to school, obviously, you go to school to go to school to learn, but I went to school because I knew I would have that practice after school, and I knew I would be hanging out with my teammates,
yeah,
and I knew I was going to have competition, and I knew that there's maybe, look at all the kids that maybe want to pursue sports after high school already. They lose a whole year. I can't imagine, you know, there's scholarships on the line. It's a lot going on, and I feel bad. There's a lot of mental issues in the world today. Sport was a huge release, and I think it's sometimes a little bit underrated how much it is a release. No different than band students that can't play band, and dance, and gymnastics, and all of those avenues. I'm not just talking
whatever activity you can use as an outlet.
You bet. And right now they're, you know, obviously they're focusing on sport, but I think, or are focusing on school, but I think their mind could be a little bit altered on school because that sport avenue isn't there, that keeping them fully engaged.
Every time you come in, we always like to talk about I got to throw it at you, the poor CFL. Oh. Now, and here's the thing, and I'm not going to be pointing fingers again or whatever, but I think a lot of people are a little bit frustrated with the SJHL because what happened with the CFL, we didn't hear nothing, and then all of a sudden, bang, the bottom falled out. They couldn't get going. Obviously, it's two different items. I get that, but very similar in how they're approached. When you don't hear anything, that's not necessarily a good thing. The poor CFL, I know Randy Ambrosi's taken a real beating for the league not being able to get going. Of course, you know the story. Everybody does. They try to get the federal government to bail them out, but no news, no news, no news, and all of a sudden it's done. Like, your thoughts on how that all went?
Yeah, well, I was disappointed. At first, I was one of those guys that jumped on the wagon that, you know, I didn't think the commissioner was doing enough for the sport. But after I did a little bit of reading, I know Randy was doing a lot internally. And I think the number one factor is money does talk. And I think the fact that the CFL needed all those revenues in their stands and stuff, I think it would have been more hassle for the CFL if they would have pushed through to have a season like the NFL is doing right now. Just because they can't, there's no TV contracts to save them. Like,
no,
there is the NFL. There's a lot of internal things that we don't realize that Randy did know. I guess what I was most disappointed in is they didn't, you know, blow the horn a little bit louder. You know, yes, we know they didn't get the funding, but, you know, Randy and the players could have made a huge, you know, a stink. And another thing that people don't realize that really hurt the CFL is the amount of American players that needed to get to the to Canada and couldn't. You know, there could have been a lot of more things. I think it was just hard on Randy, and I'm going to get my free pass this year. But I'm really praying and hoping that this doesn't alter their season next year and they can come back ever so strong. And regarding the SJHL, and I think, you know, I think they're going to get going. But I do think that these little minor amateur sports, more so, they try to model the professional, whether it's NHL, the NFL, the CFL. And when the CFL, Canadian's biggest league, doesn't get going, it's a poor reflection on some of the ones like the WHL and the SJHL and et cetera. But I think there's a lot of people sitting around tables, and I think it'll work itself out, and I think we'll see hockey.
Well, you mentioned the WHL, though. They've had a plan. The BCHL's had a plan. Manitoba's playing preseason games. I mean, again, plans. I think people just want to, and the CFL, again, and I love the league. I'm a big fan. I don't care who's playing. I watch the games, but we didn't really see a plan developing. I mean, like, there probably was one, but again, to keep people kind of in a loop, and this is kind of reminding me what's been happening with, we're just basically going on all rumors because we don't have, nobody's presented us with any information.
Yeah, and I think in the CFL, what they did is they took all of the pros, the things that they can control and they could do if they did make a season, and then hardly they took all the things that would hinder them. And I think it just, the hindering, the negative and the challenges overlapped the positives.
Right.
I think that's what really happened in the CFL. And they realized that if they did have a season, it would be great for the fans that are watching on TV, but it would have caused so much financial damage and probably obstacles that they just decided, you know what, we can't do it this year. Randy did a good job keeping it more internal. You know, he didn't want to show his books. He didn't want to show his hand. He did it to the people that he needed to get funding. But once that collapsed, he kind of kept things internal. And we'll never know the true ins and outs of why they don't have a CFL season. Maybe someday in a documentary. But I believe that they'll come back next year and we'll have football.
Here's hoping, because the Grey Cup is the longest running sports trophy in North American sports.
And it was supposed to be in Regina this year. So that's kind of, you know, the model of the new stadium. You know, right around now, we really enjoy the CFL season. You know, Labor Day and moving on from then, CFL gets real. And it's too bad that we don't have that. We got hockey ending right now. We got it's weird saying hockey ending, but we do. We have hockey's ending. We have basketball ending. Those sports aren't coming back until January, probably. So we miss the CFL right now until November, but hopefully next year.
Quickly, you mentioned the other sports. No fans in the stadium. I guess the NFL's doing 50%. What are they doing? They're not.
Well, they got about five. They got about five franchises that are having about in between 17,000 and 20,000.
Right.
Okay. It's where the states are allowing it, mostly Florida and Kansas City.
Dallas is going to do it,
aren't they? And Dallas as well. So there's about five stadiums right now. And after week two, I heard that they'll bring in more and more cities into that fold.
Have you enjoyed watching the stuff on TV? What's it been like?
You know what? I enjoyed watching the hockey. I'm not going to lie. I think the hockey's been great. The golf's been great. I don't really notice the fans. NFL, a little bit different, but I love football so much that I can handle it. But I think the basketball, from what I've watched, basketball and the baseball, it's just not, it doesn't feel right, especially baseball, Hardy. I know the playoffs are coming up, and hopefully I get a jolt in the arm, but these cutoff people in the stands aren't doing it for me. At first, I just really wanted sports so bad that, you know, I accepted it. But now as I watch and it gets more intense and intense and intense, I miss the atmosphere.
Baseball, for sure, the Blue Jays are in. It's nowhere near as a big, because, I mean, the big part was all the fans getting behind them, right?
Yeah, they celebrated hard yesterday, and good for them. They're young. They're exciting. They'll get the Tampa Bay Rays in round one.
That's who they're playing?
For sure.
Yep. Best of five?
Best of three.
Ooh.
They have, every team will have a best of three in the first round, and Tampa will get all of the games. So that's how they're doing it. And then whoever wins that first round will get placed in a bubble in a region.
Okay.
So that's, and then it goes to best of seven. So good luck to the Jays. And
what kind of chance they got to beat Tampa Bay?
Well, you know what? Baseball's a funny sport. There's no fans. You're based on your starting pitching, right? And the Jays have nothing to lose. They're young. They're fun. They're hip. I say Tampa beats them in three, which means that they'll both get a game and Tampa will win the last one. And just because Snell, Glasnow, and Morton are a pretty good starting three. And the right. Jays have Ryu, and they don't really have anybody else after that. So I'm going to give it to the Rays, but I hope the Jays can make it fun.
Listen, thanks for coming by. We certainly wish the Kodiak football program best of luck getting back in the swing of things. And I guess word is you're just waiting to see if you can practice. If not, you're looking towards, I guess, May and June.
Yeah, thanks, Hardy, for getting us. I know it's a sad time for us, but we hope we do get a few practices in and just a couple times to meet the boys. And if not, we'll reconvene in May and June. And if we don't have a league, we'll go to our jamboree and we'll get ready for the new season with new players. But if we can have a season, we'll be ready.
Quickly, I know I do want to throw one other thing in here. Is it possible you get down, the cases are down May and June? If you all rally together, is there a chance you can maybe force their hand to do something?
You know, I'd like to say that, Hardy, but look at it right now. We don't have one single case in any of the football communities that are in our league.
Okay,
not one single case.
Right.
So how can I be really too optimistic that in June or in May, that if we have zero case, if we're in the same boat and we have zero cases in all of our communities, what will change? So to me, I'm hoping that there's some type of vaccine that is created January, February, March, that at least now tells people that, you know what, you might get sick, but you'll get healed. So that's what I'm banking on, because as of right now, there's no cases in our communities and we're not playing. So it's hard for me to say that we're going to be anywhere better situated. So all I can hope for is that our health system has some type of some type of good news by the new year.
Fair enough, Ryan. A difficult circumstance, I understand, but thank you so much for coming in. And like I said, best of luck to this program. It'll be back at one point bigger and better than before.
You bet, Hardy. Thanks for having me.